Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. For all my new subscribers, please go check out the two newest ministries that I have started. One is concerning the 144,000, and if the Lord has been speaking to you concerning the 144,000, then please shoot me an email and I'll send further information for you. I also have started an Overcomers Network, which is a refuge help for small groups. And if you're interested in being either on the prayer team or actually starting a small group, again, let me know. The link is down below for you to get in contact with me concerning that. I also am now putting my videos up on Rumble and on Brighteon. Now, I have a hard time getting them up on Rumble, but it's going a little bit better now. So for those of you who are following me on Rumble and you were wondering what was going on, it was because I couldn't upload them the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be going better now. So if you are on either one of those platforms, go check me out there. Would love to see some more views, and also keep them, if you can join them, just in case my YouTube channel is taken down, you will know where to find me. Okay, I have three quick visions that I want to share with you that's actually pertaining to a message that I want to also share with you at the end of this video. The message is called The Antichrist, The Portals of Hell, and Things to Come. So in the first vision I'm going to give you, this is a vision I had many years ago, and since then the Lord has been adding to this vision. It's very interesting. I had a vision of seeing Jesus on a very large rock in the middle of an ocean, a sea, with lots of waves. And in the ocean, I saw people as if they were drowning, and they were holding their hands up for help. And I saw the Lord Jesus kneeling on the rock and pulling up the people up on the rock next to him to safety. And he would do it one by one. And that was the vision of seeing the Lord Jesus on this rock, pulling the people up to safety. And we have to remember that Jesus is that rock. He is that rock. And if we let him, he will help us in our time of need. And that was the message of this vision. It's a great message of salvation, of how Jesus saves us and pulls us up where we are safe next to him. The second vision I received a couple weeks ago. Now, this first vision I just told you about, I've had that over and over again. I'd say I have it a couple times every month. The Lord just is always showing me how he's reaching out and helping his people, or helping people who are crying out to him. You know, if you cry out to the Lord, he will hear you and he will save you. And so that's always present in my mind, because I'm always praying for people who need the Lord. Okay, so in the second vision, there was a huge multitude of people, and as far as the eye could see, and I was in the crowd along with them, and we were all worshiping the Lord together, and we all had our hands up to heaven. We were worshiping and looking up to heaven, and I saw Jesus as we were worshiping and looking up into the sky. I saw Jesus there as we were worshiping him. And I don't know if he was on a cloud, or I'm not sure what he was standing on, but he was way above us. But I could see him very clearly, and he was very large. It wasn't just way like a star. I mean, he was very close. And kind of like if you're on at a stage, there's a stage and there's people watching the performance. It's kind of like he was on a stage and looking down at us. And then he reached out his hand to me, and I took it. And he pulled me up next to him, and he embraced me and gave me a really, really big hug. And it was awesome. And then he started reaching his hand down to the next person and pulled them up. And then the next person and pulled them up. And he kept on going. And one by one, he was pulling all these people who had their hands up to him. He was pulling them next to him. What a beautiful, beautiful picture. It was a wonderful vision. And then I got a third vision just a few days ago on the weekend while I was worshiping the Lord and taking communion. And this was not a wonderful vision, but it's part of the series of visions. This vision, once again, I see the Lord Jesus on the rock. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to have that vision again where I see him helping people up. But it startled me because it started off first seeing the rock and seeing Jesus and nothing around it. Then all of a sudden, my view got larger and larger as I saw a fuller picture. And I saw like hot lava, red hot lava, like from a volcano. After a volcano has erupted and you see that hot bubbly lava, that's what I saw all around the rock where Jesus was on. He was in a sea or an ocean of lava. And there were no people there. So the first two visions, it's all about helping the people. This vision, there's nobody there. There's nobody there. And then the vision abruptly ended because I think I kind of drew myself out of it very quickly because I was so startled and very, disturbed about what I saw in that vision. So I believe what the Lord was showing me is that ocean is the lake of fire. It's the lake of fire. And Jesus is the rock. And our only way out of that lake of fire is through Jesus. Jesus is the rock. He is the only way to go to heaven. He is the only way to be saved for eternity. Now, for those of you who do not know about the lake of fire, many people don't believe in it. They don't believe there's a hell. But if you believe in the Bible and you believe the Bible is the Word of God, then there is a hell. And I will put some scriptures about the lake of fire in my blog, in the transcript of this in my blog, and that will be in the description box down below. So you can go yourself and study or check out this lake of fire that I am talking about. So what's the message here? The message is when we cry out to the Lord, he helps us, brothers and sisters. It might not be right away, because his timing is not our timing, and his ways are not our ways. And he uses very hard things in our lives to strengthen us. He uses hard things to refine us through the fires so we can become more pure and holy as he is. So many times when we cry out and we don't get an instant answer, it doesn't mean that he's not answering. It means he's answering in a different way, or the answer is delayed, but it will come. But when we hold up our hands to him, we cry out to him, he is there to help us at all times. He is with us every second of every day. And it only takes faith to believe that. You might not see it, but it doesn't mean it's not real. You might not see Jesus, but it doesn't mean he's not real. Faith is believing things that we cannot see, but are real. So, brothers and sisters, know that when we cry out to the Lord, he is there, and he... Remember this vision of holding your hand up to him and let him grasp your hand and pull you out of the miry clay. It actually says that there's actually a verse about the miry clay. Let me read it to you. I have to find it first here. Okay, here it is. It's Psalms 40, verse 2. It says, he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ is there to help those who are willing to be helped. If you don't hold up your hands and cry out to him, then, I'm not saying he's not going to help you, but the best thing to do is to cry out for help. That's what he wants us to do. And with the lake of fire vision, this is a warning for those who have decided to walk away from Jesus. There's only two ways you can go in life. There's the good, there's the evil. There's Jesus, there's Satan. There's heaven, there's the lake of fire. There are no grays in between any of those. You're either saved or you're unsaved. There's no gray in between. It's one or the other. So get yourself right with the Lord. Seek Him while He still can be found. Cry out to Him and He will hear you. Seek Him with all of your heart and He will be found. All right, brothers and sisters, now I want to go ahead and read this message that I received that talked about the portals of hell. Just like that vision. Here's that message. Tell my people that the enemy has come and is now taking full stage here on earth. He is going for the gusto, full throttle ahead. There has been an increase in evil and wickedness as the portals of hell have been opened. The war rages in heaven with the angels, and soon many will be down upon the earth. And I'll stop there, and that's in reference to Revelation 12, where there is a great war in heaven, and then the fallen angel, wicked angels got thrown out of heaven and here on earth, and they came down with Satan. Back to the message. Satan himself will come and occupy here on earth in the form of a man. He will be my counterfeit and will deceive many with his lies, half-truths, and miracles. Many will follow him, and even those who call themselves by my name will also be deceived, because they have not studied my word concerning the Antichrist. The deceptions will be great. The delusion will be in the form of brainwashing. However, there will be only a small remnant left that will know the difference and will preach the truth. During this time, the persecutions will be great, and many will be martyred when their job is done, and they will have witnessed for me. I will send out my three angels, and they will proclaim my truth, my message, and my gospel. Then there will be none without excuse. I will then come and end the schemes of the devil. He will be stopped and conquered along with all his faithless followers. For now, life will continue as it goes deeper and deeper, step by step, into the darkness. For the enemy has indeed come to kill, steal, and destroy. For those who have not walked close enough to me to learn spiritual warfare, they will be overcome. I'll stop there. So what the Lord is saying here is that there are going to be many believers who are not going to understand how to fight the wiles and the schemes of the enemy, and they will be overcome, but that doesn't mean they won't be saved. They will be saved, but they are going to have some very difficult times here on earth. Back to the message. For my remnant ones, for those who heed my calls, once again, I call upon you to be a strong wall, a strong tower in the midst of the floods that are coming. Together, using my name, we will stand strong. You will stand firm on the rock that you have been hewn from. Nothing will move you because your feet are planted mightily on my word.